He's about as likable as a nest of hornets and just as vicious. Ron DeSantis has the personality of a carrot and the ethics of George Santos. He talks about freedom, but he wants to police what your kids read while passing out AR-15s like Halloween treats.
Trick or treat!
Ron DeSantis likes the idea of being president. Problem is, nobody likes Ron DeSantis. Virginians trust Abigail Spanberger. She fights for common sense, progressive values.
I am committed to this community, and I am committed to policies that make sense and that are fiscally responsible.
And Abigail Spanberger has been a consistent voice in Congress against MAGA extremism. This November, it's an easy call. Vote to re-elect Abigail Spanberger. Jim Jordan is on the wrong side of every issue. He dismissed the pandemic as a hoax and even continues to support Donald Trump after four criminal cases.
President Trump's a leader of the conservative movement, and I hope on January 20th, 2025, he is once again the leader of our great country.
Jim Jordan always gets it wrong, and he's wrong for Ohio. They just don't care. Republicans in Congress would rather enrich their big energy and big oil donors than help stop the catastrophic effects of climate change.
They have a tendency to do the bidding of big oil and big coal, and they're not doing anything about pollution.
Lives are at risk, but as long as the money keeps flowing, the GOP will just keep putting our planet last. Call your congressperson. Tell them Americans won't tolerate Republican corruption on climate change. Paid for by EarthPAC. It's a fundamental right protected by the Constitution, voting. But the far right wants to take it away from people who disagree with their extreme ideas. Sign the petition. Visit change.org today and demand universal federal standards for voting in all elections.